So we are now at Hakdama Chaf Vav. It's entitled Hakdama Chaf Vav. Shlosha Yehudim. So it explains here, today we're going to just read the text. I don't think any of the footnotes are relevant for us tonight. So Shlosha Yehudim Hamagid Mereshis Achris Heichin Ufal Merosh Ofen. They say that you read us Ha'or. We discuss in the beginning how the Or had trickled down the various spheros. Aidei shetzimtzem ora hagadol yizbarach vesel avushim, by way of being mitzamtzem, shrinking the or gadol to the 10 different layers of spheros, shem eser spheros. Shema yitzamtzemu es ha'or ha'olyon b'ridito li'olam hazeh. So that was what we discussed up until now, how it came down. V'chol ikra ha'shefra magil li'olam hazeh ba'al yidei shnei spheros tferes u'malchus. The real ultimate shefa was when tferes, really symbolizes the lower six spheres outside of Malchus. From Chesed all the way down to Yesod is captured through the word Tferes. Tferes is like the male, and Malchus is what catches it. So that fusion of Tferes to Malchus was really what brought everything to light. Shein bechinas kutsh bruchu u'shchinte. Kutsh bruchu is the chasan, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shchinte represents Kla Yisrael, the Malchus, the Kala. Shekashir, right, I discussed maybe in the past, I don't know if you've mentioned this, but from Tubav until Yom Kippur is where the Kala prepares herself. There is a Kala, is a 55, well actually 55, that's 55 days from Tubav until Yom Kippur. That's a preparation where the Kala, which is the Shechina, which is the Kla Yisrael, prepares themselves for Kutsh Birchu. Shekashir misyachid Tferas Tferes, hamashbiyas or minas Tferas Elyonos. When Tferes really hones in on the Shefa of the Or, from the above Sviros, im Sviros Malchus, and it connects to Malchus, HaMekabelis is a Shefa, which receives the Shefa, v'shechanes b'olam hazeh atachton, and it rests itself in this world, oz mizbarech mizrabe Shefa b'olam hazeh, and that's going to cause an overflow of Shefa into the world. U'mishum she'sviros tferes mashpia kol Shefa, tferes is really what shoots out all the Shefa from above, v'fikach nechshav l'koma shlema shel eser Sviros b'fnei atzmo, therefore it's considered the height. The Tferes represents the entire height of all the spheros. V'kamo kein ha-malchus, kein she mekabels as kol shefa, since the malchus is what receives all that, it's also nechsheva, l'koma shlema shel eser spheros b'fnei atzmo. So both Tferes and malchus represent the whole package. Tferes is giving everything off, and malchus is catching everything. So they play the opposites, but they work in tandem. V'hinei komas ha-tferes, hu tamid koma shlema k'dimyon adam ha-shalem. Tferes, the height of Tferes, the structure and building of Tferes represents the structure of man. We've discussed this in the past, how the different body parts represent different spheros. The Gimel Mochim, the three parts of the brain, is Chabad, Chachma Bina Das, Chachma Bina Keser, V'yeshbo Gimel Madregos Chalukas. And there are therefore three different levels of the Adam, the height of Adam, the height of spheros. Aleph, top stage, is Chabad, Chachma Bina Das, which again also represents Keser. Shu Hamochen Shebarosh represents the three parts of the brain. I think we've discussed this in the past. Also, the Mishkan too is supposed to be a microcosm or some type of structure of man, whereby the Kodesh Kodashim, the Aron, houses three different items: the first Luchos, the second Luchos, and the Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. Those represent different parts of the actual brain. The physiology of the brain itself represents, you know, two, I forget what they're called, but two semicircles is the broken Luchos. There's like one long piece, that's the Luchos intact, and then there's a part that's like a little like circular, that's the Torah scroll, Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. So the three brains, the three mochim are Chabad. Beis, the second level, Chagas, which is Chesed, Gvurat Feres, Shuchatzia Elyon Shal Guf, the upper part of the body, Makom Amidos, Uklia Dibor, where a person is able to speak from, and other parts of the body. And Nehi, Gimel's Nehi, that's Achod Yesod, which is Huchatzia Tachtan Shal Guf, Hanikroim Klimas, which represents the bottom part of the body, the legs and whatnot. The Gemara then says, the Sisechen goes on to say further, Aval ha-malchus ein lo koma shlema me'atzma. Although Malchus is able to catch all the above spheros, the Malchus itself does not represent a body, a being. Kevin de lesle migar maklum, we should be familiar with this term already, that Malchus has no energy, no strength, no merit in its own right. Rak mashim makabelos metferes. It's like a mirror. Whatever you show in the mirror, that's what the mirror becomes. And if nothing's in the mirror, then the mirror is empty. The Malchus catches whatever comes down. It's no significance in its own right. So So therefore, there's no koma, there's no height to it. It just catches everything that comes from Tiferes. The komaso nivnes rakai de avodas bnei Yisrael. The way you build malchus is through the actions, through the avoda of bnei Yisrael. Malchus is shchinte, the shchina. We are trying to build the shchina. Shchina right now is in Gullus. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says it's 10 steps out of Gullus. When the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, it went 10 cities, 10 stops over to Gullus. We need to bring it back shchinte where it could catch all of the tferes. That's our doing. We're part of Malchus. We could bring the Malchus back. Therefore, not all times are always equal. Meaning what? There's certain times where the Malchus is empty, it's poor, it's desolate, like the times of Gullus. Sometimes you're able to bring Malchus up to a certain point, but it gets stopped in Nehi. It doesn't go above Nehi, just the bottom level. Nehi, that it can't get to the higher ones, it can't get to the Chesed, Gevuros, and Teveres, it can't get to Chagas, it can't get to Chabad. It's very limited to what it's able to accomplish. I mentioned this in Tisha B'Av as well, that the letter, we discussed it as well in Tammuz and Av, but the letters of Dalet and Lamed represent Tammuz and Av. It's Dal, empty. It's an emptiness. So these are empty months. It's empty, dark times of Gullus. And therefore, there's only so much we could accomplish. However, Ach Bizmanim Gevoim, times of great Kedusha, Kemo Shabbos Kodesh, Uchedome, Yantif, Azavodosenu Po'olas Shetala Malchus Ad Hachagas, Shetferes. Sometimes, like on Shabbos, we could elevate the Shchinte even higher up to Chagas area, the upper part of the body. V'od Yilser, sometimes even further, Ad Shemagil Chabad, Shetferes, even higher up. V'nasin Shavin Lezelzen, able to equate Malchus on the levels of Chabad. V'zeu HaYichud HaElyon, that's the greatest Yichud, that connection between the Malchus and the Chabad. Vaz Meir HaOlam Kula B'Chvodo, and through that prism of Malchus connecting to Chabad, it's able to shine an incredible light and energy onto the world. Sha'olam HaTachtun HaZem Meir B'Ur HaVaya HaNishma Mimarom Al Yidei Kol HaEser Levushim Shem Eser Sfiros. In Yom Kippur, there are different ways, we discuss it on the Friday, but sometimes people count from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur 10 days. Sometimes Rosh Hashanah is viewed as Keser, and you count down towards Malchus. Others count Rosh Hashanah as Malchus, HaMelech, that's Malchus, and you count until Yom Kippur, which is Keser. It's Keser, Keser all over. We say Keser all the time, so it's in union of Keser. So really Yom Kippur to many represents where Keser, where Malchus, the Melech of Rosh Hashanah, is able to tap into the Keser of Yom Kippur, and that's where the greatest light in the world is. That's why also the Kohen Gadol, he dips 5 times into the mikvah on Yom Kippur, but he also washes his hands 10 times, representing the elevation of 10 spheros to Keser. V'nei, b'chol sphira meir shem miyuchad mishmos v'kadoshim yizbarach shema. We know that each of the spheros has a different name of Hashem. V'chasher na'asa yichud ha'nizkar, so Tferes and Malchus. So when we have this connection between Tferes and Malchus, as Misyachdin Kol Hashemos Hakadoshos Shabeis Akomos. So then all the names of these different levels are also part of that Yichud, that connection. Shehu Hashem Havaya HaMeir Tamid B'Chol Komas HaTferes. Havaya is the main name of the whole Tferes, that unit of the Tferes. Im Od Ezer Shem Kadosh HaMeir B'chol Gimel Chelke HaMalchus. So in other words, the way he's saying this is, the 9 upper spheros remain the same. Chabad, Chagas, Nehi, that remains the same. There's no playing with that. Malchus is what goes up and down. Malchus, you move up and down different madrigals. So Teferis, which is really that 9 upper spheros, it's a constant. And that's Havaya. Havaya captures those 9 spheros. It's Havaya. It stays the same. It's a constant. Malchus, however, depending on what level it goes to, Malchus is going to appear in different shemos of Hashem. And we're going to see, depending what shem of Hashem Malchus represents, it's going to combine with Havaya to represent that Yichud. So there are going to be 3 different names of Malchus that are going to connect to the constant of Havaya. And he's going to go through one by one. V'eluhem shemos hashlosha yichudim. You perhaps have seen some of these combinations. Pretty interesting now that you could appreciate it. You know, if you look over by in front of Rebbe's seat, you see he has like a menorah and a different Shemos Hashem, and Lav Natzeach in there. So you see it, and certainly in Sephardi Siddurim, you see all these things connecting. So you'll appreciate what's going on here a little bit now about the connection of Havaya and three other Shemos of Hashem. So the three Yehudim are as follows. Aleph, Havaya and Adnus. Kishayesh Rak Yichud HaTachtan, when you only have the lower part of the Sviros, Kigon Bimos HaChol, Sheyef Shalah Halos, Komas HaMalchus, Rak Adnihi Shatzferes, it's very limited. Regular weekday, like a Monday, not much can be accomplished. So you're limited, you're only able to climb up one rung, which is really Adnus. Adnus is Malchus. We said Adnus is Malchus, and Malchus doesn't really get much. It just goes up one rung, so it's the shame of Adnus. And therefore, as Meir Hashem Havaya B'Tiferes, along with Hashem Adnus V'Malchus. So those two fuse together, Adnus and Havaya. V'az Iker Avodas Ha'adam, L'yachid Chelek HaMaisa L'Hashem Yisbarach. And since it's very low, we know that we live in the world of Maisa, the world of action, far from the mind. One needs to take upon himself every single day of the week to do only that which is a Ratzon Hashem. It means when a person goes to work, that's all Ratzon Hashem. It's with honesty and it's with the proper intentions. And ki sviras nehi b'ha'adam heim raglaim hanikrim klei maisa. The nehi, the netzach and ho represent the right and left leg. The yeso represents the aver. It represents the bottom part of the body. So since the raglaim are what moves, we're walking during the day back and forth, so we have to, it's very maisa oriented, we have to have the, we have to be mekadesh, the maisa. Ubazeh, now you connect, when a person is zocha, to elevate the adnus of malchus, that lowest part, you have the zechus of combining havaya with adnus. Ubazeh gorim yichud hatachton shel havaya with the adnus. Bishil of kazeh, when it's combined, when you fuse together, you have those letters there, where every alternating letter is either Havaya, the first one is Havaya, you skip Yud, and then you skip to Hey, and then above and Hey. In between sandwich and Tina is Adnus, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. So it's a Yud and Aleph, the first letters, then the second letters are Hey and Dalet of Havaya, Adnus, and then Vav and Nun are Havaya and Adnus again, and then Hey and Yud. So it's again the four letters of each name just alternating each other. That's how you have this Shem Hashem. Beis. The next fusion is Havaya with the shame of Elohim. Ki she'avodaseinu garemes shetala malchus ad chagas shel tferes. When the person's ability in this world is to elevate malchus up two rungs, to that of chagas, chesed, gvur tferes, as meir Hashem havaya b'tferes, v'Hashem Elohim b'malchus. That causes malchus to be come in the form of Elohim. V'oz ikur, he doesn't explain why that is, but just accept it. V'az ikur avodas ha'adam liyachid es midosav l'Hashem Yisbarach u'lekabel al atzmo shlo lishtamish b'diburo rach l'Hashem Yisbarach. This is the area where we focus on proper speech. And kisviras chagas ba'adam heim hamidos v'kli adibur represents the speech. That's where the area of chagas is, the chest area, the speech, the mouth. U'bezeh garim yichad ha'bei shemos havaya elokim. You combine the two and you have shilov zeh of alternating letters again, Yud Aleph, Hey Lamed, Vav Hey, Hey Yud, and even extra mem at the end there, because Elohim has five letters as opposed to four letters, and that's how you have that fusion, that hybrid. And Gimel, the third fusion of names, is Havaya Ekya. Bizmanim Kedoshim, Kishesh Aliyas HaMalchus Ad Chabad Shel Tferes, when you have certain times of this year where you get to a very high level of Kedusha, as Meir Hashem Havaya B'Tferes, along with Hashem Ekya b'Malchus. Malchus is able to climb up to Ekya, which is the highest, which is Keser. V'az ikra avodas ha'adam liyachid games machshavaso kula l'Hashem Yisbarach. A person needs to dedicate his thoughts and mind only to Hashem Yisbarach. U'lekabel al atzmo shel yachshav rak machshavos kedoshos, to only think of that which is proper. Kisviros chabad b'ha'adam heim kli machshava is the tools of thought. U'bazeh gorm yichud b'yishemos havai Ekya. You get the Shiluv Kazeh, again, Yud and Aleph, and then the Hey and the Hey, and then the Vav and the Yud, and then the final two Heys of each of the Shemos Hashem. That explains what's going on. So when you look at these fancy names of Hashem, you look in the Sephardi Siddur, you'll understand a little bit as to what's going on. Ekya, that's the Shem Hashem of Keser. Havaya, exactly. V'nei kishayesh yichud shalim kazeh, when you have all the yichuds together, you connect this other name which we've mentioned in the past, Yud Beis Kuf, When all of them come together, we'll see the gematria in just a moment. Hayotzi mishlosha shemos hakolim kol eser sfiros. Shem Ekya, Havaya, and Adnas. So if you take the gematria, shem olim kiminin Hashem. So if you just do it quickly, Ekya is a gematria of 21. Havaya is 26. That gives us 47. Adnas is 65. That's 93. No, I messed up there. Try that again. 65 plus 26 is 85, 91. And then 111, 112. So that adds up to Yud Beis Kuf. So Yud Beis Kuf represents these names of Malchus as it comes in different forms connecting to Ekya. The Ode, Merumas HaYichud HaShalim B'Shem Yud Beis Kuf, Mishim Shu Rashi Tevos Yichud Bracha Kedusha, also represents that, that there's an incredible amount of, when there's a Yichud, there's Bracha and there's Kedusha when you combine these names with each other. Yichud is a Remez Al Sfiras Shebekav Yamin. Bracha is Romez Al Sfiras Shebekav Smol. And Kedusha, Romez Al Sfiras Shebekav Emtzai. So I'm not sure how that exactly works. I'm just looking at the footnote quickly here. But somehow they represent the different these different parts of it. And further, he says, "V'shem zehu hamakor v'shorish l'chol abrachos v'atovos hanimshach and mereisha v'chol dargin ad lamata b'olam hatachton." This name of Yud Beis Kuf is the source of all bracha. I imagine it's used in incredible ways that we can't even imagine, but it brings everything down to this world. V'chasher nigmeres hamshachas habracha ad lamata az meirin hagimel shemos im kol miluim. It takes it to another level. Now, when there's bracha in the world, it's a milui, it's full. So now, watch this gematria. Gimel miloi ekya, there's three ways to spell ekya. So, hey can be spelled hey aleph, hey hey, and hey yud. So all those combinations is 161, either 151 or 143. That all adds up to tana. We discussed that. That's 455. Then the dal miloi havai. Havai could be written in four different ways. Ayin beis, amak gimel mem hey beis nun. That total gematria, ola reishlam beis, that's 232 plus the previous 555. And then Milu Adnos is just one way you write it. Then Ola, that adds up to Taf Resh Ayin Aleph, which is 671. Sheola, so that's all that. And that together with the previous Yud Kuf Beis equals Elef Shin Nun Ches, that's 1,358, which means is the Gematria of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Lilam Ve'ed, which is Yehuda Tata, which is when you have a yichud of Baruch Shem, we say quietly, which is a lower world, it's Malchus. Baruch Shem for Malchuso, it's Malchus. But when you're able to connect the Malchus and bring it up to the level of Shema Yisrael, of the Shem Hashem, Havaya, then you've created all the Dir Miluim together, a full connection of incredible bracha. Now this makes total sense. We discussed Yom Kippur, which is the highest level, it's Keser, which is a yichud of all the things coming together. For that reason, we say Baruch Shem out loud, because we've accomplished the full miloi of all these Shemos Hashem. Pretty powerful. Ach b'chdei she'ashem elokim shebegvura, shu midas hadin, lo yakev es ha-shefa, so it shouldn't hold back the shefa. So then, lo yakev nitrach mikodom lahamtik adinim, ayde yichud Hashem havaya im elokim. So the name of Elokim is a powerful one. It's Midav Din. And sometimes it could, Din we know, limits things. It limits, it shrinks the energy, the light. So we want to kind of soften up the Din so it doesn't get all excited. We need to appease it. It's almost like we have the Sala Zazel that we throw off the cliff in Yom Kippur. It's the Ramban has an interesting understanding of throwing it off and appeasing that world of the Sitra Achra somehow. So you need to appease it. So the Midas HaDin isn't quite the Sitra Achra, but it's still a challenge in getting the most Shefa out. So we need to soften it, we need to sweeten it. So how do we do that? She'ola gamkein kiminan Hashem Yud Beis Kuf. So the Gematria of Elkim is that same exact Gematria, is that right? That's not 86. Plus Havaya is, right? 86 plus Havaya is 112. So Elkim plus Havaya is Yud Beis Kuf, which is a way of softening that as well. That Hashem will answer us in the day we call, when we use that combination of Havaya to soften Elkim, that means the entrance way, the passageway for Shefa is entirely accessible. By softening the din, which is what we're trying to accomplish on Rosh Hashanah, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn towards us, face us, with Rachmim. Even if we're not fit and worthy of it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay attention to us nonetheless. These two names with the Miluyim, that means Havai and Elokim. He writes it all out in the Gematria. Havai is either 72, 63, 45, 52, which is Reish Lamed Beis, 32. And the Gimel Miluyim Elokim is 300, 295, and 291. That adds up to 886. That together, She'ola Elof Kuf Yud Ches, is 1,118, which is the same Gematria, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which is the Yichud Ilah, which is fascinating. So again, just to be clear on that. So Havaya is Teferis, but however, Teferis has to work with Elokim. Elokim holds it back. When you fuse the two together, Elokim Havaya with all the Miluyim, you get the Gematria of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. At the same time, Malchus, when Malchus works in tandem with Havaya, with all its Miluyim, you get the Gematria of Baruch Hashem, Kron Malchusol, Lilam Ved. You can't make these things up, guys. It's just incredible. Sometimes people might think they're far-fetched, but after you've appreciated what all these Miluyim mean, you know, if you just read this alone, you're like, okay, I can put any Gematria together. But once you've saw that, how Ayin Beis and Samach Gimel have its significance, and all of them have significance, you put this together, this is not made up, guys. I don't need to convince you. You're here because you are convinced already. But it's just absolutely incredible. Gematrias are you know, incredible, the depth of Gematrias. Let's go weiter. Fine. Ach lemala mikol zeh yesh shefa elyon me'od hanikra mazal. It's interesting, those who just finished Masechta Shabbos will really appreciate this last piece here. We just learned in Daf Yomi a couple days ago, Ein Mazal Yisrael. The Gemara talks about a person born in different days of the week, a person born in different hours of the day. That mazal would dictate what his destiny will be, his fate. But the Gemara says, Ein Mazal Yisrael, we have no mazal. So the Gemara does say there are instances where there is mazel. So different ways to deal with when we say we do have mazel, when we don't say we have mazel. But in Pnimius, it says as follows. There's something called mazla. Mazla shu b'sfias keser. Mazla is a way to describe keser. We'll see why. Dinei, kol ha'shbos nimshachin meha'einsov baruchu. From the infinite being, meha'einsov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiviyachol, l'sfias ha'keser. The Shefa comes down from the Ein Sof to the Sfiras Keser. Ubisocha Keser ba'atzmo yesh shlosha pamim Hashem Havaya Shem Yud Beis Osios. So apparently, within the sphere of Keser, they have Havaya three times. Okay, it doesn't tell us how, but that's what exists. That's 12 letters. Havaya is 4 letters. You have 3 of them, so they're 12 letters. Vim ha-makor, with the essence itself, harei heim Yud Gimel, the Yud Gimel as well, 13. 13 is a very, very important number. Yud Gimel always represents being kolel everything else. We discussed this, I think, a few times in the past. You know, there are 12 months of the year. Sometimes it's the 13th month, and that's Adar Sheni. There are 12 Shvatim connected to each of the months. Now, when there's a 13th month, Adar Beis, what Shevet is there? And the answer is it's all of them. They're all kolel together. 13 is always kolel everything. The 12 Nuschals of Trila. The 13th one, there's Nusach Ari, which is kolel all the other Nuschals. So 13 and the many, many rise for this match of Echad is 13. 13 represents a kol of everything together. So up in the source, in the Makor, the Keser, there's 13 letters. Ve'elu hein ha'yud gimel midos shirachmim shebekeser. Represents the 13 midos of rachmim, which we say over and over again, slichos, for Sfardim starting next week, and for Ashkenazim in a few weeks. She'ein sham shlitas hachitzonim vein shum din klau. Now it's good to appreciate this. When we say the Yud Gimel Midos Shirachamim, there is no being, no force that can stop them from being answered. They have no right. It's untouchable to the Chitzon, the outside, whatever the forces might be. U'misham nimshach derech ha-shemos ha-niskarim shel sfiras ha-tachtonos. And that's the source of all the shemos Hashem that get mentioned on the lower spheros. Ha-shef ha-elyon shel b'ni chai mizone, the source of children, source of life, and source of parnasa. Rav Chesed LeBeis Yisrael. It's going to be a source of Chesed. That's all up in Keser. That's called Mazla. Mazla is a source, right? The Gemara says in Mori Katan that there is Mazla Yisrael. That's what Tosa asks in Shabbos. There is Mazla Yisrael when it comes to Bini Chai Mizone. For those things, it's a source. People have certain Mazalas they're born in. So Mazla does exist in Keser. V'zek Havanas Amram. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos says. Ein Mazel Yisrael. It doesn't say Mazla. Ein Mazel Yisrael. What's the difference? About Mazla Yishlehem. Why? Ki mazla ola begematria ein ches. It's 78. V'hu ha'aras gimel pamim havaya. Tavaya, 26 times 3 is 78. That's the gematria of Mazla. U'chasher ha'adam. Zocha, azai naso gimel shemos havaya. Halalu ha'tsinur. A person zocha to tap into these three Shemus Hashem, which are the tsinur, which are the pipelines for those three items, for children, bini, chai, life, and mizona, and parnasa, come from these three pipelines, from Havayas and Keser. Shayideim nimshach me'agimel Shemus shel mazla ilah, from that above mazla. Rachamim v'chasadim tovim u'megulim al Knesset Yisrael, v'zehu ikr avodas ha-tzadikim la'amshich misham shefa l'Knesset Yisrael. So, Ein Mazel Yisrael. So, take a look just at this last footnote here. He says, Ein Mazel Yisrael, Kasa B'more Einayim, Amru Raboseinu, B'ni Chayiv Mizon. The Gemara Moikotim says, L'abz Zechus, Atalya Milsa, Elo Biz Mazla. A person wants children, long life, and Mizonos. It's not your Zechus, it's Mazla. It says Mazla in the Gemara, not Mazla, Mazla. Hikshibatosa Shabbos, we just saw this in Daf Yomi a couple days ago. Ein Mazel Yisrael. How could that be? There, how could the Gemara say there's Mazla in Moikotim, but the Gemara Shabbos says Ein Mazel? Because mazel and mazla are different. Amar Baal Shem Tov, that ayin ratzalomar, ayin ratzalomar, davar shu ayin, who are ratzal and nikra ayin, it's ayin, it's ayin is the ein sof. Shirov ha'olam ein masigin, ze mazel Yisrael. Not ein mazel Yisrael, ayin is the mazel Yisrael. Ayin is a reference to the keser, that is the mazel Yisrael. V'zeo gam ken kavanas chachmenu b'nei chea v'mizone la b'zechus atayo el b'mazla. Mazel Elef Shura Ratzon. Elef represents the first being, the Alufi Olam, which is the Ratzon. Masha knows him, Ratzon, that which comes and flows from the will of God. The Chanosi is Asher Achon B'Ratzon. V'os Alef Hu Ratzon Shureishis Hakol. It's the beginning of all. For Lamala Mitzuchus. It's above Zuchus. Ki Masha Magia B'Zuchus Hu Eino Chesed Shel Emes Shemagia L'Atashim V'Chesed Shel Emes Hu B'Ratzon Below Zuchus. So we'll stop with this. Pretty wild thing, even though the Gemara says Ein Mazel Yisrael, we're learning from the Baal Shem Tov and Panemius that Ein is the Mazel Yisrael. So what that means for us, it's a scary thing. We're just here, we're just puppets in this world, doing the best we can. Okay, we'll stop here, Mitzvah Shem, we will continue next week with Hagdama Chaf Zayin.